We are having a discussion tonight about gospel artists and secular collaborations. What is the impact of gospel artists collaborating with secular artists? Now, this, I'm not sure how big of an issue it is right now in the world of gospel music, but I remember that the first time this became a big conversation was when Tasha Cobbs collaborated with Nicki Minaj. So they did a song together, which is still streamable. It's still available. So a lot of people were beginning to ask the question, like, is this something that children of God should do? And I don't know if you know, but even what's his name? The guy who manages a choir. He's got a rough, husky voice. You know him. Rough, husky voice. He's short. He's a bit thin. He talks in a lot of his songs. Yes, God. And then he'll say something and then his choir will sing it. Come on. That's who I'm talking about. Yes.
Cool.
Kirk Franklin. That's literally the entire description of Kirk Franklin. Yeah, so Kirk Franklin, before Kanye West became, announced himself as being born again and saved, Kirk Franklin did a collaboration with him as well. Yeah, so this is something that's been happening a lot. And there's also been a huge move of Christian artists, because I can attest to this. When you identify as a Christian artist, the sucker punch is that you will literally become stifled in that. There are a lot of gigs that you will not be given and that you will be shut out from simply based on the fact that you are a Christian artist. You won't be considered for certain awards. You just, even though you are good enough for it, right?
Mm.
But because you identify as a Christian artist, there's a lot that you just won't be considered for, which then begs the question of when Christian artists work with secular artists, what is exactly our problem with that? Should we have a problem with it? Or should we do it under a certain guideline? What are your thoughts, Dineo, before we jump to Charles and come back again?
Yo.
These are the conversations we have on I Am Live.
It is good. It is good to have them.
Yeah.
But as you were saying that, I was just thinking about a session we had at church last week,
mm-hmm.
where they were expressing to us how we function in relationship as Christians.
Mm-hmm.
That it's good for us to be together, but the point of it is not for us to just be together.
Yeah.
We still need to be able to reach out into the world.
Mm.
And to me, that can look different.
I see what you mean.
For everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are called to touch lives,
mm-hmm.
and make Jesus known, and it might look different for everyone. So I cannot say I'm totally against it. I haven't heard any music yet,
mm-hmm.
like what you've mentioned with Tasha Cobbs and Nicki Minaj. But yeah, just in my general idea and thinking is that it's not that big of an issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I for those who are concerned, right, because a lot of time music is very influential to young people.
Mm.
If a young person has an artist, so here's the thing.
Mm.
If a young person is following a particular artist, right, not dragging any specific artist under this umbrella, but let's say a young person is listening to a certain secular artist,
yeah.
Right, remember that being secular doesn't mean that you're evil.
Yes.
Being secular just means that you're doing music that is just not specifically gospel music.
Mm-hmm.
So in fact, even in the world, as long as it's not, for example, you can have academic music, you can have political music, but generally it just falls under, usually pop music falls under secular music. So basically that's what it means when you're talking about secular music.
Mm.
So imagine if a young kid listens to secular music and they watch the things that secular artist does.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and those things don't correspond with what the Christian value system teaches.
Mm-hmm.
So the fear is that doesn't it then send a message that does this, since this artist who I know to be a gospel artist is working with this artist and I know their lifestyle, are they not then approving of what they do? Then it also brings about the question of the scripture that says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. You understand? Mm. It's a very big question, which I believe that anyone who has that concern is valid.
Mm.
It's a valid concern. And I don't think that it should be something that's taken away from you. Share your thoughts, Danielle. I can see you're like, ish, I want to take that statement back. But there's more.
What you said
was very valid, but go ahead.
It gets so tough because I think it's a matter of just learning boundaries. We can't shut ourselves off to the world. That's like the reality, because we are here. Mm. So I don't know. I hear what you say and I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that you picked, Nicki Minaj, but...
No, she wasn't picked. I mean an example.
I'm saying at that time with the example that you picked, because I don't know a lot of
collaborations.
But I can't think of anyone else right now. But if a Christian artist were to, like the example you made, that secular doesn't always mean it has to be nasty and wretched and stuff. But if they sang with a person that doesn't sing gospel music at all, would that make it okay for us as Christians?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So as you were saying that, I'm thinking to myself, if a person is doing it with a person that does nasty things generally in their music videos and whatnot, then we would be like, okay, that's wrong, that shouldn't be done at all. But if they do it with a person that's living a good and decent life, they're not Christian, and so it's like, okay,
why do we have a problem with that?
Also it means that we just set boundaries.
Mm.
We set boundaries, but we can't speak for the artists. We can make all these comments that we make, but they end up making their own decisions.
I understand.
And it's the same principle with our own lives, who we choose to be friends with, how they'll influence us, setting those boundaries. So that's why it's difficult for me, and I don't have a real answer. It's just like, I tend to just think...
That was a real answer.
You're the answer you just gave for you.
Mm.
And you can shed light and share wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't always have to be critiquing and judgment. You can share wisdom and a comment in a helpful way. But it's generally just about boundaries. Because these are like the little things, but it's the little things that we can't really control.
Yes, yes.
So are you going to lose sleep over people singing with other people?
Mm.
Is that the stuff that really matters right now?
Mm. Well, then let's listen to what Charles has to say, and then we'll be back shortly right after this.
Gospel artist and collaborations, that's our theme for this discussion for this beautiful evening. And the fact that should Christian artists or gospel artists actually collaborate with people that is making secular music with regards to their lifestyle and with regards to the music that they make. And I find this very interesting, because one of the reasons I find this interesting is that we as Christians very often like to hold on to the idea that we've got ownership of certain things and ownership of certain people, specifically our artists. One of the things that we tend to do is that we regard the Christian artist as a public property. Now, if that doesn't make sense to you, what I'm trying to say is we regard these people as public property. In other words, we keep them for ourselves. We want to keep them for ourselves. We do not want the world to have part of what they are doing, the songs they are singing. And we, in actual fact, then are not necessarily celebrating these specific people. And I do not necessarily think that that is the correct way. As discussed last week, that there was 20 years ago, there was this book called God, Faith and Rock and Roll. And it was, I don't know if you picked up on the title, but it's actually playing with words on the premise that the saying usually goes sex, drugs, and rock and roll, but this guy made it God, faith, and rock and roll. And it is that there's certain Christian artists that refuse to sign with gospel labels, but signed with major record labels in order to get their music out to a bigger sphere, to a bigger audience. And I, to a certain degree, think that it is necessary for Christian artists to do exactly that. And if it needs to be done by means of collaboration, why should we stop them? Just because you are collaborating with someone on a specific song does not necessarily mean that you are approving of their lifestyle. You are approving of everything they are saying. Me and my wife, we're very happily married, but I do not necessarily approve everything that she says or does, because that's just not the way that life is, even though I am able to be in a loving marriage relationship with her, in a loving relationship with her. Now, I know that there's a specific artist that is actually not even known as a Christian artist in the bigger industries, but what he did is he did these tours and then brought people from different spheres of life into the tour, different artists that won't necessarily stand up for Christianity, but he was able, by means of the relationship that was formed by touring through Northern America, great parts of Europe, unfortunately not South Africa, but the relationship that you were able to form with that specific people allowed him to not only collaborate with them, but also to be an influence for them, that when stuff is going bad, when they are having a troubled day, and when they are overall just not feeling well, or overall just not living the way that they should, and life is throwing dirt balls at them, they were able to phone this specific guy and ask him for guidance, and then he could bring the gospel to them and say, like, listen, you know, this wouldn't have happened if you did X, Y, and Z like I asked you to do. But again, like we said in the hard ask earlier on, this is only and can only be done in the means of a relationship. Also, if a Christian artist collaborates with a secular artist, the chances of the song being played on secular radio is obviously much greater than the chances of it being played on Christian radio. If it's then played on secular radio, more people will hear the song, more people will then Google the specific artist, and hopefully stumble upon the various music that this person has either produced or recorded or whatever the case might be, and that will then lead them to a different lifestyle. That will then lead them to gospel, to the gospel, and to salvation in Jesus Christ, which I firmly believe is the method, the entire, I don't want to say expectation, but the entire goal for the Christian life should be, I should lead people to Jesus Christ. That is the X, Y, and Z of it. That's the only way that I should live, and that's the only reason for my being. And if I can do that by means of collaboration, we should do that by means of collaboration. Even Paul wrote in the New Testament, I can't remember whether it's in the book of Galatians, that he's addressing the Galatian crowd, and he's like, listen guys, to the Jew I became Jewish, and to those that were under the law I became like one under the law, and to those that had no law I became one like those not under the law, in order for me to actually just save one of them. The fact of the matter is that you will probably lose your face. You would probably, not faith, face. In other words, you would be embarrassed. You would need to stand up and answer difficult questions. You'd need to face difficult questions. You would need to face a backlash from the Christian community. But you would only be able to do that in order for that specific person whom you are partnering with, who you are collaborating with, to lead them to Jesus Christ. If, as a Christian artist, you are merely collaborating with someone who's the who's who now in the music industry in order for you to gain finances or to grow financially or to grow, then don't think that that's necessarily the correct way to go about it. I don't necessarily think that that is the way that that Jesus Christ would have wanted it, because that means in actual fact that if you're doing it for finances, if you're doing it to grow financially, God is not your provider. You are looking to finances to provide for you, and you're looking for your fans and the music industry to provide for you. And that sort of can be difficult and sort of can be seen as idol worship. So that's the one thing. But with regards to collaborations between Christians and secular people, I don't necessarily see a problem with it. I probably, in all honesty, if you're a mature enough Christian and the Christian artist is a mature enough Christian, I would say that it's a good idea. I also think sometimes that it would be better for the Christian music industry if we could collaborate with artists or secular producers in order for them to assist us to get our Christian music, not necessarily the writing style or the type of music, but just the actual production of it, the recording of it, the sound of it. To get that to be better, we would need to collaborate with secular producers. They just sometimes have more experience. Not that Christians don't have, they are phenomenal Christian producers. But if there's a specific sound that you're looking for as a Christian artist, go to that producer that's the expert in that sound and ask him to assist you. Contract him in to do the producing, do the mastering, or whatever the case might be that you feel you need to have on the specific track. But do it for the glory of God in order for people to come to salvation in Jesus Christ.
Mr. Charles Dutoy dropping bombs. Dropping serious bombs. So we are interested in finding out what are your thoughts on this. We know that there are certain things that you hold personal and dear, and that you believe we need to adhere to, because this is what scripture says, and that's beautiful. And we'd like to hear your contributions to this conversation. So can let us know on our socials. Remember that I Am Youth, you can find on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube and TikTok. Just simply search for I Am Youth Radio and you'll find us on any one of those platforms. Hit us up on our DM, inbox us, comment on our YouTube videos. We're actually filming this interview with Dineo right now, so it will be on YouTube. So do check that out. So I think in closing, I want to quickly just say that I also absolutely do agree with you, Dineo, that you know, if we look at artists, it's unfair for us to restrict artists but not restrict ourselves in our workplaces. Mm. When we remember that artists, there are those who do their music and have chosen to do it as ministry. Mm. But there are those who also understand that in as much as they are preaching the gospel through their music, they're also making a living, right? It is also a business. And you cannot restrict someone who's in business from not being able to make certain decisions, I believe, anyways. So if you are working as an accountant, you do what you can at work. You collaborate with who you need to collaborate with in order to get that promotion and get more money so you can afford a better life. Imagine how unfair it would be for us to say to those who have fully dedicated themselves to building a career as musicians, if we restricted them and said, you're not allowed to collaborate, would you do accounting? And if you're doing accounting, would you not collaborate with a non-saved person? Mm. You know, if they have something they can share with you or increase you in some way. I think that if you don't agree with it, I do think that it is something that we do need to think about, right? Mm. It is an idea that we do need to consider. So I'm definitely challenging myself as well, because I remember me growing up, me and my friends used to always have this conversation, like, what exactly does it mean to work with a secular person? Mm. But I agree with you absolutely that you need to set boundaries. You need to look, don't just take any person and work with them. Mm. I think you do need to be very strict about who you work with.
Wisdom.
Use wisdom and just ask yourself, what kind of stain would you be tainting your own brand with, as a person who's dedicated themselves to making music for the kingdom and growing it? Because I believe that the very principles of scripture are good enough to change a nation. You know what I mean? Anyways, that's actually, we have way less time than what we've taken, so we're gonna cut it right here.